Downtown Minneapolis was full of activity last weekend, but one spot on the edge of the city was not only busy, but full of life and promise. The Muse Event Center hosted the second annual Crave Pink Carpet event, a night dedicated to the fight against breast cancer and the continued work and dedication needed to beat this deadly disease.
It's really exciting. You know, we set out to do a really fun event one year and said, you know, if it goes well and people respond well to it, we'll do it a second year and hopefully make it an annual deal. And we're just so excited at how people responded to the first year. It was a huge success and excited to be here at Muse Event Center, our brand new space in the warehouse district, celebrating a fantastic organization for a great cause.
Tonight is all about celebrating with your friends in the community and taking a fundraising event and turning it into a big celebration is really what the Pink Carpet event is all about. I really wanted to bring something unique to the Twin Cities that would raise awareness and also funds for this disease that has hit so close to home. You know, breast cancer, it affects both men and women, and I wanted to get men and women of all ages to come to this event and embrace the community and all the support that this community gives to fundraising events.
The Vikings once again helped support this worthy cause, which was started by a sister who saw an opportunity to make a difference when this terrible disease hit her family.
I was diagnosed with breast cancer when I was 38 years old. That was my birthday present. I had three kids under the age of 8 years old. I'm the oldest of three girls in my family, and having my youngest sister get involved and be a part of this organization makes me feel very proud. And my sisters are here today to support me, and I just feel very blessed.
One of the premier social engagements in the city, the Crave Pink Carpet event, was again another success. But another spot in Minneapolis was also full of support for breast cancer. The Vikings took the field on Sunday at Mall of America Field wearing special pink game apparel, from wristbands and gloves to shoes and pins, all to lend a hand in the fight against breast cancer.
The NFL designates which games are pink. Every team has at least one home game. This year, because we had a bye in the first week of October, we ended up with only one home game, no road game. And afterwards, the players are kind of free to do some things that they want for different charities, or a lot of things that go back to the NFL to raise some funds for breast cancer awareness.
Since the inception of the Crucial Catch campaign by the NFL back in 2009, the league has raised approximately $4.5 million for the American Cancer Society. Even in a tough sport like football, the support and fight to beat cancer is endless.
You know, it isn't something you would have thought, you know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. I don't think it was going to happen. It is funny that we've come this far. These guys are tough enough to realize that the pink doesn't make them not tough.